understand it. I don't get why people have to like dress like that. It's so indecent, you know? I don't know, guys. Yeah. It just doesn't match our campus and our college. We go to a very respectable, distinguished college. So I just don't get why people have to dress so not respectably. Oh my god. Yeah, it's frustrating. Because we keep trying to put out rules and regulations to dissuade people from doing stuff like this, but it just keeps happening. I'm just trying to dress like that, and it's not. I don't know what to do. But I do think that we should brainstorm some ideas to, I guess, rather dissuade people from dressing and behaving like that on this campus, because we're not supposed to do that kind of stuff here. It's a place of education. Pure, undiluted, type of education. Sorry, I get too passionate about this kind of stuff. I just think people should dress a certain way when you're in an academic institution. So, yeah, exactly, you know? And like, I lost my train of thought for a second. That's my bad. I'm okay, sorry. I think I might just be feeling a little sick and stuff. Sorry, I don't know why that fatigue just kind of hit me out of nowhere. Yeah, I know, I was talking so passionately a second ago. I'm sorry. I've just been feeling kind of sick the past few days. So, I guess getting all riled up kind of made it catch up to me a little bit. I know this meeting just started, but I think we might have to call it just because I don't think I can really focus or do this right now. Yeah, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. You guys can leave and, you know, I don't know, go do something fun or something with this extra time. But I'll stay back and I'll clean up and I'll stay back. I'll stay back with him too, just because I'm not feeling too well. So his help will be good. You'll stay, right? You will. Okay. Good. Yeah, I'm sure it will be fine with just us. Guys, I'm sick, but I'm so impressive, you know. You don't have to be so worried about me. I'm very capable. Okay, guys. I'll see you later, guys. Take care. We'll talk about new rules and stuff to stop people from being weird on campus. We'll talk about it tomorrow or something. Bye, guys. Bye. I can't believe you did not stop. Oh my god. Why'd you just start grabbing my butt like that in the middle of the meeting? Now we have to end it early and it looks so suspicious. What if they start getting ideas and since you and me staying behind again for like the fifth meeting in a row? So but just rubbing my ass and rubbing my pussy under my skirt. Stop, please. I'm not a hypocrite. He wanted to fuck with me and humiliate me just because I was acting all high and mighty earlier. It's not my fault. You're the one who's making me do this. Making me wear shorts and hippie skirts. And these super deep V-neck shirts. You know, everyone was looking at my tits when I was walking here. I wasn't wearing a bra either. So everyone saw them bouncing as I walked. Everyone saw my nipples poking out too. It's all because you made me. You're the one who picked my outfit out for me. You're the one that's making me dress like an indecent slut. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. You're bending me over. Oh my god. You're playing with me. Not a slut. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna call myself a slut just because you told me to. We shouldn't do this. I'm wrinkling all my notes around the table. Yeah, my notes from the meeting are important. And the public morals committee president. I need to take notes. Oh my god, you're teasing me. Oh my god, my brain's melting. No, I'm not a slut. The president of the committee can't be a slut. They can't be a slut. It's your fault. You've been training me to be this way. Ever since you joined the committee. You've been teasing me and training me. Turning me into this. Making me so sensitive. That I get dripping wet just from you touching. Just from you brushing up against my ass. You're the one who made my body so slutty. I'm usually this sensitive, I swear. Where are you going? Why'd you stop rubbing me? What? Why'd you make me lay down on the table? You're pulling my skirt off. You want me to take my shirt off too? I can do that. Are you gonna fuck me? Are you gonna breed me again? Oh my god, ever since you gave me your cock last night for the first time. And I can't stop thinking about it. I really can't stop thinking about it. You've only been using my ass up until now. Because you said you didn't know if I deserved to have my cunt used. But, God, I finally earned it. And I'm so fucking addicted. I'm so hooked on taking your cock into my pussy. Your raw cock. Oh my god, you're taking your cock out. That big throbbing cock. Oh my god, that cock that was just inside of my cunt last night. This cock would pumps me full of cum right until you fucking go. Oh my god, would you slap me like that? I'm sorry for touching it without permission. I'm sorry. I guess you just have to train me to behave better. You aren't gonna train me. What do you mean, though? You just pulled your hair back. Why are you sitting in front of my face as I'm laying down on my back like this? I thought you were gonna train my cunt. You're slotting your cock on my face. Oh my god. Oh, this cock. This big, good fucking cock. So, so good. It's so, so good. Can I please bury my face in your crotch? Can I please sell it? Oh my god. It's just making me draw. Just selling it makes me fucking draw. I'm sorry. What do you mean? I'm not cock hungry. Shut up, I'm not cock hungry. I just... it's so bad. This is so bad, but it's so hot that we're doing this in the moral committee's meeting room. There's something so hot about this. So gross and dirty. Right after I just shamed those girls for being total sluts. Here I am, wearing my face some guy's crotch, so I can sniff and lick his cock. I'm sorry to all my friends. I'm sorry to the school and the committee. I'm so sorry. It's not my fault that I'm like this. It's not my fault. It's your fault. You're the one who corrupted me. You're the one who did this to me. You're the one who made me a total bitch for you. A total slave to your cock. But you said you're gonna train me, master. How are you gonna train me? You want me to stick out my tongue? Okay. I'm gonna do that. Things my head just hanging off the side of the desk. Oh my god. You're just fucking my throat like it was an auto. You're right, you do like it. You just use me like I'm a fuckhole. Oh, I really liked it. But you weren't really using me. That was just the warm up? What do you mean? Master? I think your cock just bruised the back of my throat. Oh my god. I fucking loved it. Please fuck myself more. Please keep creating my guilt. Please keep draining me. Please. Please. All the way down to the base. My nose is pressed up against your crotch. I think I'm getting drunk on the sill of you. I think I'm getting drunk on this big fat cock. Oh my god. If everyone saw me now. If everyone saw me. Such a fucking slut are you, Ian? I'm immediately be kicked off the committee. Everyone would find out I'm a fucking slut. No one would want to be my friend anymore. Everyone would know. I've become everything I fucking hate. All for this cock. All for this big cock. Oh my god. Oh, Please get me more cock.